Welcome back to the Christian Science Daily Lift. We're so glad you joined us for today's inspiration with Christian Science practitioner and teacher, Russ Gerber. He's from Mission Viejo, California.
The problem was easy to identify. It was a labor shortage. Multitudes of people were suffering, sick, distressed, weary, and wandering, with too few people to care for them. Christ Jesus, who had healed and saved many, was filled with compassion for them and told his disciples that the solution was a spiritual one. Prayer was needed. This raises a fundamental question. Was the prayer meant to be a plea to God to provide more than he was already providing? Or was it aimed at awakening his followers, then and now, to the resources already provided by God to meet the need for laborers? Something interesting happens when you add an emphasis to Jesus' instruction. Pray the Lord that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. In Christian Science, this becomes a prayer of affirmation, declaring and maintaining what is already true about the limitless love that is God and that is expressed in our love for humankind. Imbibing this spirit is also expansive. It gives us broader motives and higher aims and spurs us to fulfill them by extending comfort and healing in every direction. It may be through comforting a neighbor who's lost a loved one, forgiving a coworker, or praying for a friend struggling with illness. When we make this spiritual work a regular part of our life, opportunities to love our neighbors in ways that support, guide, and heal them appear, together with the divine prompting and wisdom to act on them. Yielding to the will of God takes humility. It requires shutting out personal thoughts, plans, wishes, and distractions so that we can give our complete attention to God and His thoughts, which it is in our God-given spiritual nature to do. So, what's needed in today's world? Prayer. Affirm that the Lord will send forth laborers, and know that as God's expression, we have everything it takes to be that laborer and fulfill this spiritual work.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2025.